I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. We're so fortunate in this country to have a military that's 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. You can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company who shares your values. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk's 5G network for just $20 a month.
Go to puretalk.com/buck to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/buck for superior cell phone service and to help a vet in need.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Third hour of Clay and Buck kicks off right now. For those who are watching on our Clay and Buck VIP at ClayandBuck.com. Ginger making another appearance. She wanted a treat. Top of the show. He said, oh, she's coming up. There you go. You gotta be fast in this game. Become a Clay and Buck VIP, my friends. You get the Ginger Cam as it pops up here and there.
So, shameless play for listener approbation there by having the cute dog in your lap to start the hour. It doesn't matter what you argue now. Unless Christy Noem is watching, you've got everybody's support.
There you go. Just saying. So, thank you, Ginger. It's a little bit of a happy moment, a little bit of a come-together moment where finally, after, well, it wasn't a bruising primary actually at all. It was almost no primary, which might factor into why there's almost a feeling of magnanimity right now coming from Trump on this issue. Looks like everything's going just fine. You had a meeting that was reported on yesterday between Donald Trump and the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who I do think is still, by anybody who pays attention to these things, and is a conservative, the best governor in America. There are some other excellent governors. I think Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma is doing a great job, and Kim Reynolds in Iowa is doing a really good job. I mean, there are a whole bunch of governors. And, you know, I know our Texas friends, our good friends like Jesse Kelly and Michael Berry, I'd leave it to them to judge how Texas's governor is doing overall. But we just had Paxton on, who's the attorney general. And I got to say, sometimes the governor of Texas, I think, does a pretty good job. I think
Greg Abbott's done a phenomenal job on the border and handling protests so far. The other one I would mention, Brian Kemp. They cleaned out Emory. Guy has one of the highest population popularity numbers anywhere in the country. Won by 7 or 8, stomp Stacey Abrams. There are a lot of good Republican governors, and my governor, Bill Lee, I think has done a pretty good job on a lot of fronts.
Yeah, so you've got good governors there. I mean, if you were trying to figure out the worst governor in America, oh, man, I know a lot of my New York friends would argue with people that Kathy Hochul is as bad as it gets, but you got Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. You got some really bad governors in the mix on the Democrat side of things. Anyway, no question Ron DeSantis has done a phenomenal job in Florida based on everything that you could objectively see. People moving here, economic growth. I mean, and people complain about the cost of housing. Yeah, it's supply and demand, and it is way too expensive, let me just say. But that's because people want to live here, right? I mean, it's, you know, why are Mercedes so expensive as cars? People want them. I mean, you know, they can charge the prices they do. It's what the market will bear. and people want to live in Florida, so it's very expensive. Anyway, DeSantis had a meeting in Miami with Trump, and Trump put this out on Truth Social, which Clay watches the stock. Do I need to put some money into? If I put money into Truth Social, am I not allowed to talk about Truth Social? Right, that's the thing. So I have to stay out.
I don't know. We told you it was going to be a crazy ride. The stock was at $70 roughly at the end of March. It then fell to $22 by mid-April. It's now basically back to $50 as we come to the end of the month. This is not the stock if you just want to put it in the
it is not
bank
set
account.
It and forget it. It is a roller coaster ride
every day,
no matter what.
Yes.
So Trump on Truth Social, that's why I was thinking about it, put this out there. I'm just going to read this to you. I am very happy to have the full and enthusiastic support of Governor DeSantis of Florida. We had a great meeting yesterday arranged by mutual friend Steve Witkoff at his beautiful Shell Bay Club in Hollywood, Florida. The conversation mostly concerned how we would work closely together to make America great again. Also discussed was the future of Florida, which is fantastic. I greatly appreciate Ron's support in taking back our country from the worst president in the history of the United States. November 5th is a big day. There you go.
From pretty good accent.
Thank you. Next time I'll do it in a Cajun accent to really mess things up.
Not the New Orleans accent, himself. Though. That's hugely different.
Yeah, we don't want to get those confused. It's good to see. And I think on the one hand, it's just, We had said this was coming, and because people got very passionate. Remember, why are you endorsing DeSantis? Why are you endorsing Trump? Or you're pushing too hard for DeSantis. You're pushing too hard for Trump. We said, look, we're just talking about what they're saying. We can't endorse. We don't endorse. We have a rule, the Rush rule. Now everyone gets to just hold hands. And now we get to put on helmets and fight the communists. But we're all doing it together, which is the good thing. And this is the one more broad political takeaway I have from this, Clay, because we knew this was going to happen with Trump and DeSantis, and it's a good thing. And I'm glad to see that this is where it's going. And I still hope that Governor DeSantis just has a big role in GOP politics going forward, setting the example he has in Florida. And maybe he's going to run again in 28. We'll see. But the prosecutions of Donald Trump, I think, have not only failed to turn people against Trump, I think that they have also ensured a circling of the wagons, a consolidation of support around Donald Trump, because even if you are, you can go down the list, we all know what they are, the criticisms of Trump, couldn't get the following things done in the first term. There are Republicans, and I don't mean never Trumpers, and I don't think it's helpful to conflate those things. Never Trumpers are Democrats who lie to everybody, right? There are Republicans who are critical of Trump, but will still support Trump, or have been critical of Trump, but now are totally behind him. And I think even for those individuals who are cautious in their support of Trump in the past, Clay, to see what's gone on with the civil lawfare, the criminal prosecutions, the craziness they have unleashed against him, I think they've helped ensure that it truly is Trump's party again, just in time for the election.
There's a funny, now they're not going to have this case, but there was the poll out, I believe it was from CNN, which said that if Trump were convicted, this was from GE, a Harvard Harris poll. If Trump is convicted for inciting the Capitol riots of January 6th, who would you vote for? Trump 52-48. His margin in this poll actually went up if he was convicted for inciting the riots of January 6th. So it is in some level potentially the case that these charges have been the best advertisement possible for Trump, because they have solidified his argument that all of the government is arrayed against him, and that he is standing between you, meaning all of us, and otherwise chaos. And even today, when Merchan came out, the judge in the New York City case, and said, I'm finding Trump in contempt 9 different times, He fined him $9,000 and then complained that the overall cost, basically his power, given Trump's wealth, was not significant enough to deter his behavior. $9,000 to Trump is the equivalent of many people out there getting like a $5 parking fine. If it's not significant enough, more of a, just kind of a sign of how little there is a consequence. So he said, Buck, that now he's got to think about jailing Trump if he is continuing to act in contempt of court. And I actually think this would be the best thing ever for Trump if they put him in jail for speaking out about how ridiculous the case is against him. I feel like his poll numbers would go up even more. So we're 3 weeks in to this trial. If anything, I bet you would agree with me. Most people are paying more attention to the protests on college campuses than they are to the Trump trial, to the extent that you can compare the two in terms of what's going on. And if you are paying attention to them, either it's making you more steadfast in your support of Trump, or it's making you less likely to support Biden. I think they've destroyed. They only had two real arguments to me, Buck. They had, and still have, abortion, which they're going to run as hard as they can. It's basically the only issue they have. But they, in 2022, ran on democracy and January 6th as an insurrection, and Trump is a unique threat to democracy. I think a lot of people say, wait a minute, you're trying to put your chief political opponent in prison for the rest of his life. I think that's canceled out the democracy argument for Democrats.
Yeah, I think that they've created a situation where they've overplayed their hand, and they've become exactly what they pretend to be fighting against in the eyes of the public, which is the election interference here. It couldn't be more obvious. I'd also say, Clay, that because there's no cameras in the courtroom, and because the subject matter so far, I mean, let's be honest, this is like, it's like they're holding a criminal prosecution of Donald Trump for ripping the mattress tags off prematurely or something. It couldn't be, you know, the things that say you cannot remove under penalty of law.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. It couldn't be more boring. Okay. A business records trial. I know they're saying, oh, but Stormy Daniels in the payoff, and maybe they're going to call Stormy Daniels as a witness. It's just not interesting. And it's certainly not horrifying and criminal and you know, worthy of high drama. And so I think it's really hard for the Democrats to get away with spinning this as anything other than a harassment campaign. I mean, just the fact of what they're doing, what they're proposing as the crimes that Trump committed, and that there's no high courtroom drama. We're all sitting here. It's like they're forcing Trump to go through, you know, DEI training for the trial or something. I mean, it's really boring, nonsensical stuff.
I think that's true. And also, it's all public before. So really, there's no new revelation that I have seen come out of any of this court proceeding. And so I think it's ultimately working to Trump's favor. And according to Mark Simone, maybe helping Trump to make a case to win New York. That would be the ultimate kick in the teeth thing here. If, let's say, Buck, that we got a mistrial, which there's a 20% chance of, according to the gambling markets, poly market, and then Trump were able to make New York competitive because they forced him to stay up here for 6 or 8 weeks, and he kept going out and meeting with the construction workers, and he kept going and meeting with all the different people all over. Remember, they cheered him in Harlem. This is why I started off the show by saying tomorrow is May 1. I think there's starting to be a legit panic among Democrats as they look. I mean, we talked about this, was it last week, I believe? Axios reported that they're now, when Biden walks to and from the helicopter, trying to surround him with aides because he looks too infirm if he walks by himself. I mean, this is a panic. Imagine that's your election strategy is, let's just not let people see the guy who is the president of the United States by himself very often.
I mean, this whole thing is a farce, meaning the Biden presidency. The fact that they elected this guy in the first place was really in response, I think, to the unique circumstances of the pandemic. and the fact that they thought that they could get away with him not presenting himself to the American people. They could control the entire national narrative. It's absurd. I mean, this is absurd in the truest sense that Joe Biden was president already and that he's running again. And at some point, enough people wake up to this reality. I think we may be there, but I'm concerned because it was almost as crazy in 2020 in a lot of ways. It's only a little crazier now because we've seen more of him. We know he's not a uniter. We know he's a divider. We know he's bad at the job. We know his family's corrupt. We know his son should be in prison. Like, we know all of these things now. And yet, really, this guy was president? Like, this is the best the Democrats have? I know people can like Trump or not like Trump or whatever. I understand that there's all this, that he invokes all this passion in people. He's a remarkable guy. You know what I mean? He's led a heck of a life. He's not some boring, shiftless machine politician machine politician who hasn't had an original thought or real victory to call his own his entire life.
That's why I went back and listened to the Howard Stern interview with Biden. I just wanted to hear it because we haven't, frankly, heard Biden talk for very long.
Are you changing your opinion on Howard Stern in general, by the way? I'm going to start sending you more stuff. Howard Stern's gotten away with a lot of people thinking a lot of things about him that were never really true, honestly.
What I respected was the ability to redefine the way that you do radio. Regardless of what you think about what he says, there was a rebelliousness in the same way that I think you could say Rush redefined the way you do radio. I think Howard Stern and Rush are the most legendary people in our lives to do radio. Rush kept to his guns his whole life. Howard Stern, it's building on what you said. It's one thing to say that you don't like Trump. I don't agree with that, but if Howard Stern's position was just, I don't like Trump, I'd be like, this is a weird hill to die on. But for him to say, Biden has been a great president. Do we have that audio?
We've got great Kamala audio, too.
We need to play that.
I didn't even know that Drew Barrymore had a show, but she has a show, apparently. We'll get into this. But if you don't want to be a pathetic campus protester who's like, why are they coming and spraying me with the pepper spray? Because you demanded they do this. I think there's a lot of low T out there among these guys at these protests for sure. They're all crying. Go home to mommy. They're all crying. It's ridiculous. But that's what happens if your T level drops too low. You know what you can do to help yourself out? Chalk's Male Vitality Stack, specifically formulated to fuel your body with energy and stamina. This supplement set includes a leading ingredient proven to replenish diminished amounts of testosterone in a guy's body up to 20% in just 3 months' time. Testosterone is the hormone that provides energy to a guy's body, and as we age, we produce less of it. Making Chalk's Male Vitality Stack an everyday part of your regimen helps with all that. Don't become one of these blue-haired communists who's crying all the time. Try some Chalk. Chalk is officially offering a supercharged spring sale on any subscription for life. Visit chalk.com. That's chok.com. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code to unlock this offer. Chalk, chok.com, promo code Buck.
Truth seeking, reality telling. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
All right, welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're going to be joined by Amber Smith here in a sec. But Toby
we don't
says,
have time for Biden. Let's get back to this later. We literally don't have time for the Howard Stern, the Biden clip.
No. Toby says he has the perfect Cajun accent, right?
Let's go, Toby.
Yes.
Let's go, Toby. Tell us.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
How are you, Toby? Do you have the perfect Cajun accent? Is it different than the New Orleans accent?
Oh, it's different. It sounds more like the governor now, Mr. Jeff Landry. You listen to him, and he sounds like he's from down the bay. He don't sound like everybody else, you know, that winds up in there. And the New Orleans people are too fancy. That's why they you can kind of understand what they say. So, you know, us down the bay, we it's more lax. We don't really try too hard there. If you don't get it, then, you know, maybe next time.
I love this accent. Are you a big LSU fan?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, good luck this season. I can't wait.
All right. Thank you, man. Now I've got it in my ear. I'm going to work on my Cajun. That's a cool accent. Big news from our friends at Liberty Safe, who are giving away one of their top-of-the-line gun safes right now, the Presidential 50, worth almost $10,000. Enter to win online at libertysafe.com/radio. If you want a Liberty Safe, you need one to protect your valuables from the crime that's out there. More than 2 million customers have already chosen a Liberty Safe. Look, I've got one at home, and we're so glad we have it. It's where we keep our stuff that we need to have under lock and key secure. We keep critical documents in there, keep some precious metals in there, keep firearms in there. Your Liberty Safe, my friends, comes in all price ranges, fits anywhere, thousands of custom options. This is the safe you need. Shop libertysafe.com/radio for a customized Fortress Strong Liberty Safe. They can deliver it right to your home and set it up for you in your home. That's what they did for me. Go to libertysafe.com/radio. Use coupon code radio for a 10% discount. All right, welcome back into Clay and Buck. And we've got a lot going on here. We're going to be joined shortly by our friend Amber Smith. Talk about her new book. She was a combat pilot, Hilo, rotary wing pilot in Afghanistan, and she's going to talk to us a bit about
what her new book is about. So we're going to enjoy that conversation, to be sure. And we're also going to take some more of your calls. Go to clayandbuck.com and make sure that you consider subscribing to Clay and Buck there. You get the VIP vids behind the scene. Also, the email for our VIP email inbox, which is getting read every day, going right to us. And we got a few of them while we're waiting right here. Mark writes, on top of all the factors you've mentioned with Bidenflation, most small businesses now tack on a 3% fee for using a credit card. I've seen this too, Clay, where places are charging an additional fee for use of a credit card. Isn't that against the credit card agreement, though? But they're just doing it anyway, or am I missing something?
I think they're just passing what they have to pay to the credit card company onto the consumer.
But have you heard? No, I know. But have you heard that? I think the credit cards companies, as part of the agreement with the the vendor,
the retailer
says you're not supposed to do that. Because they don't want people to stop using credit cards, obviously.
Yeah, what you used to see was occasionally, and I don't think because people don't carry as much cash, but you used to get a discount if you paid with cash. You've probably heard and seen that over the years. But I haven't seen that many places. I know one place where it definitely happens is whenever I have to pay for my law license, I pay online and they say, hey, you have to pay the credit card fee as well. So I have seen that online a couple of times. I saw... one of our writers at Outkick had a good argument up, and I hadn't seen it before. You know, the thing that I've noticed is you have to tip for everything now. Every single thing you do, even if you are just going in and picking up food, for instance, they're like, "Hey, you there's a tip calculator."
How do we feel about this?
I've got a good one here. He said, "If you order while standing up, you should never tip." And I've been thinking about it since I saw that argument, and I'm like, you know what? If you're ordering standing up or picking up, I would say standing up, I think it's an interesting argument that there should be no tip allowed. Now, I also tend to tip just because they stand and look at you, and it feels awkward to hit the 0%. And there are some exceptions. For instance, I would say... You know, if there's teenagers at an ice cream shop, I take my kids into the ice cream shop. They stand up and scoop, so I can see an argument there. Someone who makes your coffee, you're standing up and ordering, I can see a tip there.
I tip for coffee and all those things, and I can understand these days. I think if you can, you should tip, and you should tip as big as you're comfortable tipping all the time. It's a really good way to... spread it around, and you can really make someone's day with a big tip who works in the service industry. So I think that's an excellent thing to do when you can. I do feel, we got her. All right. Amber Smith with us now, former senior defense official at DOD, and she's a combat veteran, Iraq and Afghanistan tours. She was a Kiowa pilot, and she's got a new book out, Unfit to Fight, How Woke Policies Are Destroying Our Military. Amber, great to have you.
Great to be on with you, Buck. Appreciate it.
All right. So we talk about wokeness a lot here on the show. Clearly, it affects sports, which gets Clay very upset. It affects everything else, which also gets me very upset. And that includes our military. In what ways is the woke stuff actually manifesting in what is still the most fearsome and awesome armed forces in the world? But how is wokeness infiltrating?
Significantly, it is now systemic throughout the Department of Defense and the military, and it did catch a lot of people by surprise, because if you think about wokeness, you think, you know, for a while now, people have seen it in the public school system, in the medical system, in different industries throughout America, but most people weren't paying attention to what was going on inside the military. You think most recruitment, you know, happens from red states, patriotic Americans who want to serve their country. A lot of people view them as conservative, and they would never allow, you know, wokeness to infiltrate the U.S. military. But sadly, that is exactly what has happened, and it's led to an extreme culture shift inside the Department of Defense from the top all the way down to the bottom, from, you know, the E-ring of the Pentagon to the military service academies, and have really shifted from being a mission-driven, mission-purpose-oriented organization to one that has shifted their focus to identity politics to diversity, inclusion, you know, climate change, extremism, gender ideology. And it's really taken a toll, as we have seen in the recruitment numbers, the retention crisis, and morale throughout the service members.
Amber, when you see, and I'm with Buck here, sometimes I see things associated with the military and I feel like I'm being pranked. When I see, for instance, that we have a trans admiral that we're supposed to pretend is actually a woman when it's clearly just a dude dressed up like a woman. Doesn't that have a major impact in terms of, I want badasses who want to serve in the military, people who want to kick ass. When I see a dude pretending to be a woman, it doesn't make me think, oh my goodness, I feel so much safer, I want to go sign up with these people.
Exactly. It has very serious consequences. You know, China's watching, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they are all paying attention to what is going on inside our military, and it just projects some serious weakness. All of our adversaries are not focused on ensuring that their troops are focused on proper pronouns and men being allowed to wear finger polish, or if the word mohawk is offensive. They are focused on, which our military, by the way, is focused on now. Our adversaries are focused on how they can fight and destroy their enemy, which happens to be us. So every single day, they are training and getting stronger in order to defeat their enemy. And that's what our military used to be about. Sadly, because of woke leadership, both in the Biden administration and inside the Department of Defense, they have shifted that priority. The one that I served in, that I loved, where we, you know, trained every day to ensure that we had the skills, equipment, training necessary to accomplish the mission. We're not seeing that in today's military, and it has some very serious and dangerous consequences when it comes to our national security and the threats we face and the viability and sustainability of the all-volunteer force that we have had since the end of the Vietnam War.
Amber, first off, everyone can check out the book, Unfit to Fight, How Woke Policies Are Destroying Our Military. Amber Smith is the author. For everyone out there, we got a lot of military, current and former. So we have a lot of veterans, a lot of active duty military that listen to the show. But, you know, that's a portion of the audience. For a lot of other people, they're not specifically personally familiar with military operations. What was it like being a Kiowa pilot?
It was awesome. It was the coolest job I've ever had and probably ever will have. It was like driving a race car in the sky. And that was just, you know, wiggling the sticks, flying the helicopter portion of it. It's our mission that made it absolutely incredible, purpose-driven. We, Kiowa is a light attack reconnaissance helicopter. It has a 50 cal machine gun, 7 high explosive rockets. We can be configured to carry 4 Hellfire missiles, but we fly extremely low level. So sometimes, you know, 50, 100 feet off the ground. And we work very closely with any friendly ground force. So the infantry, special operations, NATO forces, in-country forces like Afghan military, Iraq military, stuff like that. And we hunt for IEDs. We do convoy securities. But one of our biggest missions is to say the ground force is in a firefight. They call in us, our helicopters, and we come in and take out enemy targets. So it was an incredible experience. I absolutely loved flying that aircraft. It was sort of the aircraft that was extremely effective on the battlefield that many people didn't know about until these two wars kicked off, the post 9/11 wars.
Amber, you talked about being like flying a race car in the sky. That makes me think that you probably like to drive fast. How difficult is it to go like 40 miles an hour when you've been flying a helicopter at insane rates of speed closely above the ground?
Driving is not as fun as when you get to do it, you know, just a little bit off the ground. We had so much fun. It was, but flying a helicopter is like just, it kind of is exhausting because you are doing so much, like with, like so much coordination goes into it. You're listening to 5 radios at the exact same time. You have the navigation systems, the weapon systems, the helicopter flight control systems, and you have to worry about weather hazards. We fly low enough that you need to watch out for like telephone poles, or, you know, like power lines, cell phone towers, that type of stuff. So there's a lot going to it. So comparing that to a car, like a car is just,
I'm just thinking that you regularly speed all over the place is what I was getting at. I can't imagine that you're like, oh, I'm going to go 35 miles an hour.
She's a Pentagon official. She's very, very, very law-abiding, Clay. Very law-abiding.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Your husband, isn't he a fixed-wing fighter pilot?
He is a helicopter pilot.
Oh, he's also rotary. Oh, we got, I was going to say, what's it? I thought he was a fixed-wing guy. What is the difference? So you guys kept it all in the family there. The difference in personality, and you might start a little fight among the service here, so I'm trying to stir the pot. Difference in personality between a rotary wing fighter and a fixed wing fighter pilot.
Oh, you know, how do you know when a fighter pilot walks into a bar? They'll tell you. I think that's probably the difference.
I'm gonna tell my father-in-law that the F-18 pilot. This is gonna be fun. Start some stuff.
Yes.
Everybody, go. It's an important. We're having some fun with you, but it's an important book here. I want people to go check it out, please. So, Unfit to Fight: How Woke Policies Are Destroying Our Military. Our friend, veteran Amber Smith. Amber, thank you so much. Good luck with the book, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Buck.
Absolutely.
Look, we were just talking earlier in the show about the four Charlotte police and first responders who lost their lives yesterday. That's what Tunnel to Towers does now. They take care of so many first responders, police, military. You just heard Amber talking, who give their lives to protect all of us. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation as well, they do incredible work. They pay the mortgage off the family homes and lift the financial burden of the spouses and children left behind. For severely injured veterans and first responders, they'll also help build mortgage-free smart homes. They're working right now, Frank Siller is, to bring so many homeless veterans in off the streets. Last year, 3,300 helped alone. These are the men and women who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, and they need your help now more than ever. Buck and I with Crockett Coffee are helping to make donations and make a tremendous difference for hopefully their ability to take care of as many people as possible. But you guys are the engine that drives their mission. And you can join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Join us in donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
24 Clay and Buck's weekly campaign cliff notes. Episodes drop Sundays at noon Eastern on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
with over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're finishing up the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Wanted to make sure that we played this before we left. And I think the big takeaway here is Biden will almost talk to no one. He decides he's going to sit down with Howard Stern. And it's one thing if you don't like Trump or you would prefer someone other than Trump. I understand that. If you're a Ron DeSantis person, you're a Nikki Haley person, there are a lot of people out there who voted for someone else in the early primary states. That's your prerogative. There's probably a lot of you out there listening to us right now who may have even voted for Joe Biden in 2020. Maybe you voted for Hillary Clinton in 16 and you've seen how chaotic things have become and how far left-wing Democrats have become. I don't mind if people make an argument against Trump. What I think is uniquely dishonest is arguing that somehow Joe Biden has done an incredible job. I don't think hardly anyone out there can look at Biden's presidency and said, this guy has really made the country better. And that's what stood out to me about the interview that Howard Stern did with Joe Biden. Listen to this clip where basically he calls Joe Biden a modern day George Washington, the father of the country. And I think it also ties in. We'll play you Drew Barrymore losing her mind talking about how they need Kamala to be the Mamala of the country, which if you didn't hear that, it's crazy. But listen to Stern losing it over how great he thinks Biden has been.
The reason I'm so excited to talk to you was because I wanted to understand the tragedy in your life and how you dealt with it. And you're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out. I remember what the world was like at that point, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin, the incredible large growth in the jobs, unemployment rate down. I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist.
What? I mean, fuck, when you hear
it's
just, that.
It's servile. It's throne shining. It's toadyism. It's gross.
Getting insurance for $10 a month, by the way? 4 out of 5? I mean, I don't know what you pay for insurance, but it ain't $10 a month. I don't even know where that's
again. You and I come to this, you know, you feel like Howard's had a fall from the heights of radio. I think that I was never a fan. I never liked this stuff. I always thought it was kind of just gross and gratuitous. And it wasn't, to me, it's like being a pornographer on the radio. Like, I'm just not a fan at all. So
I thought it was entertaining. I thought that he was fearless, which I respect. But now to be just sort of a groveling, woke left-wing version of this show, of the show that he's doing, it's he would hate himself if he listened to his show in the 90s or the 2000s. Like, he's...
But he wasn't...
I just can't believe...
Wasn't he just talking, like, porn stars and how much he liked, like, you know, strippers and things? Like,
yeah, right, but what... But he was a libertarian on some level. I mean, he said he voted Republican for, like, 20 years. And, you know, he talked about running for governor. By the way, we should play... I'm about to lose my voice here all of a sudden. Drew Barrymore. We'll save it.
Save for
Drew
tomorrow.
Barrymore for Kamala, because we need to react to this.
I think even Kamala in the clip is like, what is wrong with this lady about Drew Barrymore? Drew Barrymore.
What does it speak, Buck? We'll play the clip for you tomorrow. That so many grown people are asking for a mom and dad of the country, I think is emblematic of the juvenile nature of so many people on the left now, where they're constantly looking for mommy or daddy to save them, as opposed to being responsible themselves. And when we play that clip, I mean, Howard Stern is 70. I mean, he's not that far off in age from Biden. The way that he's talking to him is, it just is super uncomfortable. And the way that Drew Barrymore's talking to Kamala, we'll have fun with that tomorrow.
I wouldn't talk to anyone, never mind any politician, the way Howard Stern is talking to Biden.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free.
Use code BUCK in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.